From City Hall to History, I'm Logan Wells in the KYMN Newsroom, and here's a topic in 10 minutes or less.
Last night, the Northfield City Council met for a work session meeting, and I'm going to kind of format these city council recaps in a little bit different way. So we're going to start with three major takeaways. First, there was a clean audit report that the city received for 2024. Takeaway two is that the city has many projects they are planning for the next 5 years, $90 million worth of capital projects for the next 5 years. And the NCRC is going to be a larger discussion that was not settled last night.
Okay.
So let's start with the first major takeaway, talking about the clean audit report that they got for 2024. So the good news from this report, of course, is overall that the auditors, independent firm, found that there was no errors, no mishandlings, right, fraud, etc., by the city. That's a good thing. The second one is that the city's fund balance is above their goal. The city maintains a goal of maintaining 40% to 50% of their expected future budget. So because cities only receive their money in 6 month allotments, right? They get it in December and then in the summer when they collect taxes, you have to make sure you always have enough money to cover the gap between that, because you only have so much income in during that time. And they found that the city maintains 56.9% in their fund balance. So they're above their goal, which means that you have a lot of money in your savings account, more than you would like, and that's a good problem to have.
That's fantastic.
They did note that, though, that was in part because they had collected more in building permits than they had expected this last year, and that there was an over-collection on revenue than they had expected. Another positive is that the liquor store, I think we always kind of are questioned, where does the liquor store stand? It consistently, again, is performing well. Every year, the liquor store, when they have profit, takes $50,000 of that profit and invests it into the city's budget. So that lowers the total amount that they need to collect in taxes. Based on the city's own research and research I've conducted just looking at tax records in Northfield, it seems fair to say that $50,000 is more than that building would contribute if it paid taxes. So, again, a success there. They also showed in the report they compared it to the average liquor store across the state, and our liquor store collects more in profit than the average liquor store does as well. So that's another positive. Interesting just things to note. The long-term debt is also, the auditor said, in a good place, that there are certain formulas you can watch that if it was going a certain route, it'd be concerning. And at the moment, the long-term debt is not there. The bad takeaways are certainly that taxes are higher in Northfield when you compare us to other Rice County cities, and cities our size. That Northfielders do pay higher taxes. That's not a myth. It doesn't feel like you don't pay. That's true when you compare it. Also, the debt service to current expenditures, which is another way to compare how much debt they have, is slightly higher, though not concerningly high yet. So it's something they're saying the city should really watch how much taxes are being, or how much debt the city is taking on.
Okay.
One interesting note, I'm not going to call this good or bad, is cities have two ways that they collect or make up how much you pay in taxes. There's the tax rate they charge, and then there is the market value of your property. And then through a complicated process, they say, okay, we want to collect X dollars in money. That's the tax levy. And what they've found is that actually Northfield hasn't raised the tax rate now for several years in Northfield. It's actually that every tax increase has been mostly, primarily based on the value of your house going up, and the city's just been collecting more of that house value increasing. It was an interesting note that the auditor kind of noted last night that the city's not really technically raising taxes. They're just collecting more of your property, getting more valuable.
Interesting.
Though, I mean, that is raising taxes in another way, but it's a different lever to pull.
Tomato, tomato. But
yes.
Yeah.
But it was something worth, I thought was, oh, interesting. Takeaway two, we're talking about capital projects now. So they have the 5-year capital improvement plan. The big one is Bridge Square. We talk about that all the time. And they keep kind of delaying when they would want to redo Bridge Square. It was planned last night for 2027. No counselor last night expressed interest in moving forward with Bridge Square. All of them said it was a want. It was not a need. When they looked at the levy number, it was too far for them to accept. So Bridge Square is, with a work session, there's no votes taken. But I mean, with instruction given by pretty much every counselor, I think Bridge Square is probably indefinitely paused. There is an interesting look at some overdue reworking some parks. They talked about reworking Riverside Park, Dresden, and Central Park's playground equipment. Mm-hmm. And Riverside could get a larger kind of rework, though there's some discussion about how that might work, how they're going to collect that, how they're going to do that. If they were to do that, that would be next year that Riverside, Central Park, and Dresden would get that rework. Again, some debate on what that would actually look like, though, last night, so that might get amended in the coming weeks.
What are they talking about with Central Park?
Just new park equipment. So Dresden and Central Park would be new playground equipment. Yeah. Riverside would be a larger rework of the park, actually. So nothing like new footprint-wise.
Gotcha.
But the playground equipment in the mulch at Central Park changing.
Yep, got it.
The police department is looking to expand their parking lot, and then they're also talking about just needing new squad cars. An interesting number to learn last night is a squad car lasts for 4 to 5 years and costs about $77,000 per new squad car.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that big of a number.
Those things are
custom built.
Literally bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Also interesting, they just talk about how there's a vehicle rotation like list of all the new vehicles they always have to buy. On average, a city vehicle, the goal is for it to last 10 years. Some vary, though. Snowplows last 20. Lawnmowers only last about 6, based on the amount of using they get and such. So that was just interesting as they walked through yesterday's plan of here's kind of the general maintenance they have to get done on those things. The last big topic, the last major takeaway is the NCRC, the Community Resource Center, of course, home to 50 North. The CAC, Three Rivers Action, United Way, a daycare. I mean, a lot of things in there. The big conclusion is that the original building, all the things are beginning to come due on it. Things like paint, things like floors, things like the bathrooms need refurbishment, the air handling units. Yep. And there is discussion last night, though really no conclusion on where do we go from here with it. Is the city willing to subsidize the building more? Or do they want to charge higher rents for the building?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the city owns the building and they subsidize part of it for the renters in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. The council basically said, we want to hear more from each of the different groups. How would this impact if we were, impact them if we were to increase their rents, etc.
Sure.
So there will be, I think probably my guess is what was indicated last night, either in July or August, a work session dedicated to the NCRC. Just because to hear from those partners in that building. So
that'll be interesting.
We'll see where that goes from there. But that's kind of it. There was another discussion about the target tax levies that each councillor kind of had. We're going to actually cover that later. That will be its own focus.
I'll be super interested to hear how that one goes.
And I will note, by approving the ice arena project now in Northfield, regardless, because that's approved and they'll issue debt for it, the city of Northfield has to raise taxes by 8% no matter what this next year. Right. Raise the tax levy by 8% because you have to pay the debt now that you've accepted on that. So no matter what, taxes are going up in Northfield by 8% now. And the council definitely felt like they were limited in their options yesterday because of that, right? And they both want a lower tax levy, but if you don't want to, if you're already have spent 8%, there's... You want a lower tax levy. There's not a lot of wiggle room. So that was the discussion last night. We end a little early with 1:30. So there you go.
Was everybody in attendance last night?
No. Jessica Peterson White was out. She is based on content bookstores, social media at a vendor event somewhere, getting a...
That's the summer market, I think, is what they call it. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Logan. Mm-hmm. That was good.
From the KYMN Newsroom, I'm Logan Wells, and this has been 10 Minutes or Less. Looking for more news content from KYMN Radio? Head to our website, kymnradio.net, and click the local news tab, where you can find all the news stories we post each day. You can also search KYMN News wherever you get your podcasts for interviews, these shows, and other conversations. And of course, we're on your radio, 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, KYMN Northfield.